The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.
The following presentation is brought to you by the host of the program, who is solely responsible for its content.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
This is the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate. Good morning. I'm Jackie Ready, broker, and with my pal, husband, fellow realtor, Pat Devaney.
Good morning, Jackie. How are you today?
Excellent. How are you?
Very good. Thank you very much.
Good, good. We're here today. We have two terrific guests. We have Michelle McCormack returning for the second week in a row. Michelle is branch manager of Homebridge Financial Services. And also we have Jerry Reed, a home renovation consultant. Good morning, guys.
Good morning. How are you today, Jackie?
Good morning, Jackie.
I'm wonderful. Thanks for you both being here with us today. We're going to take this discussion of rehab loans into another dimension today with Jerry Reed, who's the home renovation consultant expert that we have to discuss what people have to do on this show. We're here every Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30 a.m. We review numerous real estate topics. We have a full-time real estate office with many experienced realtors. We have been guiding, assisting, and advising clients in real estate matters for over 40 years.
Wow, that's a long time. During the week, feel free to email us any questions you have at questions@jready.com. That's questions@jready.com. Or you can give us a call at 570-344-6724. And when you're at our website, go to the Dunmore Corners Live there and click on it. No matter where you are, you can see what's going on in Dunmore.
Your nifty webcam.
That's right.
Like us on Facebook at Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate. Our archive radio shows and viewing the MLS or our listings are all options on jruddy.com. JRUDDY.com.
That's right. We don't have all the shows. We have 95% of the shows there, right?
Most. That's most, why I used the word most. Okay. Yes, because some did not.
Some didn't make the cut.
No, no. Okay. Michelle McCormack, branch manager of Homebridge Financial Services. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you today, Jackie?
Wonderful. Thanks for coming back. Tell me a little bit about you. How long have you been providing mortgages to Northeast PA?
I have been providing mortgages to Northeast PA since 1987, and it's been a long run, and I'm still here and still kicking.
And okay, so today we're going to talk about 203K loans and the home style loan. Okay?
Absolutely.
All right. So we also have Jerry Reed, home renovation consultant.
Good morning, Jackie. How are you?
Great. Thanks so much for being here. You do a lot with these types of home renovation loans. And so we're going to bring you in for our discussion today. Just a brief recap, Michelle, please.
Home renovation loans are wonderful ways for people to buy a home that may need some either major or minor work to be done. You know, there's the housing market, the housing stock in the Scranton Wilkes-Barre area, over 90% of it is over 35 years old. And frankly, most of it have not been updated. So we want to bring these houses up to par. And, you know, it's a great opportunity to buy a home and gain instant equity by bringing it back to the beautiful home that it once was.
Absolutely. The grandeur that it once had.
Absolutely.
Jerry, someone made an offer, the offer was accepted, and they have to do inspections, but they want to do this type of loan. You're a home consultant. What is it that you do, and what do you provide? What kind of service do you provide?
Okay, usually at that point, I'm called in to work with the buyer, potential buyer of the home, to assess the property to make sure that it's going to meet FHA minimum property standards.
Which are,
there's 35 categories that FHA has established, and they're looking at structural items. Health and safety is a big area that they want to make sure that the home is brought up to the at least minimum standards, such as lead-based paint. Any house built prior to 1978 may have the lead-based paint, which would need to be assessed to make sure that's okay. You're looking for chipped and peeling paint. Asbestos. A lot of the older homes in this area especially have the asbestos pipe wrapping. So we would have that addressed in the renovation project. And also structural items, rotted wood, any type of rotted wood would need to be addressed, cracked, broken beams, bowed walls, things of that nature. Also the roof, major systems of a home, which would be the roof and the heating system, electrical system, plumbing systems, they're all addressed in that minimum property standard inspection.
Okay, so you're going in there with this discerning eye, you're seeing what needs to be done to be brought up to the standards of FHA.
Yes.
Okay, the health, the safety, so on and so forth. Okay, and then if they want to, they want to make improvements. Last week we talked about updating kitchen and baths and so on and so forth.
Yes, that's definitely one of the major assets of this type of a project, is that the homeowner can purchase the house and then at the same time they can take the renovations that they want to have done to the home and include it in their loan and have the home renovated so that when they move in, everything is up to the current requirements that they're looking for in the home.
Okay. One of the services that you provide is that paperwork. Do you help with the paperwork?
That's one of the major things that we do because with this type of 203K project loan, there's several, 8 or 10 forms that need to be filled out and submitted to the lender in the paperwork process. So I provide the home buyer the ability to have all this paperwork completed and turned in on a timely basis.
Because you know it. You know what's required.
Yes.
And
mm-hmm.
to somebody that's just going through the process for the first time, it's like Greek to them.
Oh, yes. It would take them months to get all this paperwork together, which using a consultant in a matter of days or a week or so, all this paperwork can be generated and completed and signed off because the home buyer needs to sign the paperwork, the contractor needs to sign the paperwork, plus myself, and then submit it to the lender.
Okay. Contractors. You just brought up the contractor.
Yes.
Okay. If somebody's having trouble finding a contractor to be able to give them an estimate of the cost to renovate this home, do you help that consumer, that buyer, with providing some names?
Yes. We can give them a list of all the 203K certified contractors in the area. We can give them, provide that list, and then they can make the contacts with those potential contractors to do the work for them.
Because I think sometimes the lenders are reluctant to provide that information.
We can give a few different names, just like realtors. We're not allowed to steer them to one particular contractor.
We have to
contractor.
Be careful.
Exactly. So we can give them lists. However, we do not require that they use a particular contractor. They are free to use whomever they choose, provided, again, that they work with the requirements of the program.
Okay.
And that's a very good point, because it's very easy for a contractor to be certified as a 203K contractor. And I see that all the time in the projects I'm doing. I'm continually getting new contractors that have never done a loan before. They are getting certified and doing this project for this home buyer.
Your previous home inspector.
Yes.
So you've been in and out of thousands of homes.
Thousands and thousands of homes.
Okay. So you know what you're looking for. Now
yes.
you're this home renovation consultant.
Yes.
You don't provide the home inspection services any longer.
No.
Okay. But you know what to look for. Is one of the things that you do as a consultant wood infestation report?
Yes, I can. I'm still certified to do the pest infestation reports, yes.
What you do, is that in place of the home inspection? Can it be in place of the
yes,
home inspection?
Oh, yes, definitely.
Okay.
It's similar. It's not exactly like the typical home inspection report that as a realtor you'd be used to seeing. It's more broken down into the 35 categories that FHA requires. So we break our inspection down to that, but it covers all the major components of the home.
The systems, the major
yes.
systems.
So do you turn on the water heater to make sure it's working?
Definitely, yes.
The heating system,
yes,
okay.
We're checking the electrical system. We're checking receptacles, making sure the wiring's done properly. Abandoned wiring, which is in these older homes, you see it all the time. Abandoned wiring, or making sure that it's up to the current requirements. 60-amp service. Again, that would have to be upgraded to a minimum 100-amp service today.
Now, do you do anything before the offer is made?
We can do what's called a feasibility study.
Okay.
And at that point, we come in and we would do the inspection of the property. and we would write up a analysis on what it would cost to bring it up to minimum property standards, the FHA requirements, plus what the home buyer wants to add on their own for renovations, and do the analysis and come up with costing structure to help the home buyer make a decision. Is this property a good property to buy with the cost of the purchase price of the property plus the renovations? Is it going to fall in line and make sense for them total cost-wise?
Okay, and that would be a benefit to somebody that's on the fence.
Yes, and this process is very quick. It can happen within a few days.
What's roughly the cost for that?
That's $350.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense.
Yes.
For but someone.
Now, do you still go through the systems to make sure that they're operable?
Oh, yes.
It's almost like a home inspection, too,
yes,
that they're getting for that $350.
Mm-hmm. Makes sense to me. I wanted to make a mention. We're going to go to break in a second, but I wanted to make a point that we want to make sure that everybody understands. These rehabilitation loans for owner occupancy are on not only single family homes, but up to four units, correct?
1 to 4 units owner occupied on an FHA 203K loan. And it must be a full 203K on a multi-unit property. It cannot be a streamline.
Okay. So it has to be the 203K full.
That's correct.
Okay. But it could be a double, two-unit, three-unit, triplex, four-unit.
Somebody can live for free. You know, they can buy this house, renovate it, and ultimately live for free with the cost of the rents that they're getting in today, covering their living expenses.
Would you provide your contact information,
sure,
Michelle, please?
It's 570-498-5789, and our office is located at 4101 Bernie Avenue, Moosic. Give me a call. Be happy to set up an appointment with you to discuss the renovation loan program in more detail.
That's Michelle McCormack, Homebridge Financial Services, and Jerry Reed, a home renovation consultant. May I have your contact information?
Yes, my cell phone's the best way to reach me. It's 570-493-1313.
Excellent. We're going to break. Before we do, Pat, would you like to review a listing, please?
Yes, we have two buildings on one property located at 1731 Church Street in Scranton for $79,000. The front building has two 2-bedroom apartments, and the rear building is a 3-bedroom family home. This is perfect for the investor or live in the rear house and have the tenants pay the mortgage. It also has hardwood floors, off-street parking, and a good rental history. So if you're looking in Scranton for 3 units, give us a call about 1731 Church Street for only $79,000, and that's listed by Nick Lawler of our office.
Thank you, Pat. I have the Greater Scranton Board of Realtors MLS statistics for multifamily dwellings. The median list price is up almost 2% year to date. That's at $99,900. The median sales price is up 51%, and that's at $76,320. And the price ranges that have seen the largest increase in sales, the $80,000 to $90,000 price range has seen 150% increase year to date. The $90,000 to $100,000 price range has seen an increase of 75%. The $200,000 to $250,000 price range is 200%, up 200%. And the $300,000 to $400,000 price range is up 100%. Stay with the Real Estate Roundtable. We'll be right back after a very brief break. The real estate market is extremely active, and you want to make a move, but you don't know where to start, who to call, or how to make it happen. I'm Jackie Ruddy, and I know Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate can lead the way. Our quality service award-winning team will help you with buying and selling a home. Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate has a proven track record and experience you can count on. Lean on us to show you the way. Call 570-344-6724. That's 570-344-6724. Or visit jruddy.com. That's J-R-U-D-D-Y.com, where homes are open every day, all day long. Also, remember to tune in to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate, Saturdays at 11 a.m. and Sundays at 11:30 a.m. on 94.3 FM, The Talker. Thanks. thanks for tuning in to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy's. We have returned. I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker, in with my husband, fellow realtor Pat Devaney.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It's good to be back.
It's great to see you back.
It's good to be seen.
It's good to be seen, right? Today, we have two wonderful guests. We have Michelle McCormack, branch manager of Homebridge Financial Services. And we have Jerry Reed, home renovation consultant. And we're talking about home rehabilitation loans. Good morning, guys.
Good morning, Jackie. How are you?
Wonderful. How are you?
Good morning, Jackie.
All right. We were talking the first half of the show about some of the things that you do, Jerry, as a home consultant. Right before the break, we talked about how, you know, sometimes people have no concept of costs and what they're getting into, and you do provide a service before they even make an offer to see if they want to take this route.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. There's many wonderful reasons why someone should consider a home renovation loan, such as they're a first home buyer. They're looking for a stepping stone. They can get into a two-unit, three-unit, where there's rents collected that help pay their expenses. They can be a first-time home buyer on a single-family home. They can be an investor on a single-family home looking to renovate something and turn around and sell it.
They can also be a move-up buyer. They found they're going to sell their current starter home, and they found a wonderful, maybe older home that needs some updating. Or, you know, and that's a perfect opportunity. It is not limited to first-time home buyers.
Nope. And it also, if somebody's living in a home and they want to do a luxury improvement, they can look at this type of loan.
Absolutely. It doesn't.
They don't have to sell the home.
That's correct. It's not just home buyers. It can be homeowners who want to stay there. It can be homeowners who are thinking of selling but want to increase the value of their property and are going to take out this loan to make the necessary improvements to give their home more sellability as well as profitability.
Or a homeowner that wants to enhance their living experience.
Absolutely.
Okay, great. Now, Jerry Reed, home renovation consultant. Let's talk about some of your other services that you provide.
Okay.
The initial consultation.
Yes, the initial consultation, that's my first visit to the property. You meet with the potential buyer. And usually what I'll do is do my walkthrough inspection first. That way I have a feel for the condition of the property and how that's going to relate to the renovations that the potential home buyer is going to want to complete in the project. And at that point, I'll discuss what items have to be brought up to the FHA minimum property standards, because most of the time the buyer has no idea that they have to do other type renovations in the project. So we'll discuss those, and then I'll take the time and we get into the detail and start talking about the renovations that they want to have completed. So I have a feel for what happens there. And at this point, I can give them ballpark numbers on costing, so because most of the time the buyer has no idea what things cost. They always cost more than they think they do. And we can discuss those, and it's kind of like a reality check for them. We can talk about some options, which way they want to go, because usually a project, there's different ways you can go. And I can give them some guidelines and on at least my thoughts on how to go through with the renovation project. So when they're talking to the contractors, I planted some seeds for them that they can ask questions and keep the contractor focused.
Right. So a lot of times people don't even know what to ask a contractor.
No. So they have some information there. And also I think the major benefit of this type of program is I'm going to write up what's called a job specification and bid request form. And that takes what the homeowner wants in their project plus the FHA minimum property standards, incorporates that into a form that the contractor is going to bid on. So when the homeowner brings in their two, three, four contractors to price the job, they're all going to be given this form. They're going to price out exactly the same items. What's very difficult for a homeowner or home buyer is when they bring these contractors in, they don't tell them the same information each time. So when they get these quotes back, they're all different.
Right.
And they're sitting there trying to figure out which one is really the best price when they're all quoting different things. with the benefit of this program is the price is going to come back exactly for all these categories, so they can really look at the numbers and make decisions on which contractor they want to use.
Excellent point. I like that.
Jerry, during the process, if someone's going through a full renovation, and lenders look for what's called draw inspections, because we fund, you know, we disperse money throughout the process on a full 203K or a home style. Who does those draw inspections? Is that you?
Yes, I would do the draw inspections. At that point, the loan is closed and the renovations have started. So then I will be called in by either the contractor or the current homeowner to do what's called a draw inspection. And I come in and I will review that the work has been completed. It's been done in workmanlike condition, that it's acceptable today's standards. And also, at that point, I'm going to review with the contractor to verify what his upcoming work requirements are going to be. And at that point, the form is filled out and it's submitted to release the funds. The check will be made out to the home buyer, homeowner, and the contractor. It's mailed to the homeowner, and then they give it to the contractor for to pay for his services.
Now, what if, for instance, work was not done in a workmanlike manner, based on your opinion? What happens then?
That's when a discussion happens between the contractor, the homeowner, and myself, and the proper changes need to be made at that point.
Have you had any instances where it just was not a good fit with the contractor and the customer?
Oh, yes. Yes, that'll happen.
What happens then?
They're interesting times. At that time, I have to coach the homeowner that when the check does come, they need to sign it and give it to the contractor because he has completed the work. But it's you're playing referee at that point, you know, and it can go either way because sometimes the homeowner's expectations are
unrealistic. Right.
And the work that the contractor has done is very satisfactory. So it can be both ways, but usually it's a negotiation, and I'm coming in as a third party, knowledgeable in these type of renovations, and you can usually work through it and get it taken care of.
Have you ever had an instance where, due to unforeseen circumstances, a different contractor had to be called in to finish a job?
No, I've had some close ones, but I haven't had the word contractor, another contractor had to be called in, no.
I would think that with your home inspector background, you know a lot more than somebody else that would be a consultant.
Oh, yes.
You bring a lot of knowledge and experience to the table.
Yes, the construction background plus the home inspection background, it's a perfect fit for this type of loan to be able to work with the buyers and the contractors to get through these issues.
Now, we talk about the property, too. And I'm sure Jerry will expound on this a little bit. It's not just the house itself. It's any buildings on the property. Is that correct?
Oh, yes. It's one of the things that's incorporated in the inspection process is all external buildings, detached buildings. They're all included. And if they're not up to standards, they need to be brought up to standards.
Or torn down.
Or torn down. They can be removed, yes. Okay. And sometimes that is more cost effective to just remove it versus to upgrade it.
What do you do in order to ensure there's enough in your proposal, in your write-up for those unforeseen items that do happen above ceilings, behind walls, under floors?
Sure. Part of the program is there's what's called a contingency fund, and that is money that's set aside over the cost of the project. The minimum is 10%. It can go up to 20%. If it's a straightforward project, 10% is the typical allotment. And so 10% of the renovation cost is set aside for the unforeseen things that may happen. And they're usually things that once a contractor gets in there renovating the bathroom and we find out the walls are rotted or the joists are rotted. So no one could see that. So there are additional work that needs to be happened. You may find termite damage. That's be common in this area because it'll be unseen. So then you can go back to the lender and request what's called a change order and request to use those funds to make these changes.
It's smart that it's built in because
yes.
They're always usually on a job like that when there's some construction involved
yes.
and you're ripping out things,
mm-hmm.
you're going to have something like
yeah.
that happen.
And in this area too, with a lot of these HUD-owned properties, the electric may not be on, the water may not be on. So when you do your inspection, you can't do a full inspection of all services. So you'd set additional money aside to take care of those problems, when, because no one knows that the water shut off and the pipes were removed. No one knows if there's any, you know, hidden damage, broken pipes in the walls. So that contingency money is there to help cover those costs in case they go above what anyone could foresee.
That's a great point, Jerry. See, for all other loans that are non-renovation, the utilities must be on and in working order prior to closing. With the renovation loan, the utilities do not have to be turned on. So this is what he's
that's
going to
that's a whole layer of headaches removed.
Exactly.
Because yes. That's exactly. Torture. That's yes. torture. Sure. Torture.
Yes, yeah, so you're talking electric, water, gas, natural gas. There's a lot of services that has to be coordinated to be turned on.
And the companies that the foreclosures, those management companies or banks that own those foreclosures do not want to turn the utilities on. No.
Right. So this eliminates that whole layer by somebody getting into a renovation lending.
Okay, we're going to wrap it up. We've had two wonderful weeks of discussion. I like your contact information. Michelle McCormack, Branch Manager of Homebridge Financial Services, please.
570-498-5789. Our office is located at 4101 Burney Avenue in Moosic. Give me a call. Be happy to set up a personal appointment with you to discuss renovation in more detail.
Michelle, I just want to make one point. It's just refreshing to see a lender, someone like yourself, come in here and have a full understanding of this topic, because I found that in my experience doing this 22 years, lenders, even though they may offer this product, they do not understand it.
It's not that hard, but it's learn your craft. And I try to learn a little bit, enough about the loan where the customer is going to feel confident in their decision to choose a renovation loan. And with someone working with, like Jerry himself, he takes a lot of the guesswork out of it.
Perfect. Jerry Reed, home renovation consultant. How does someone get in touch with you, please?
570-493-1313.
Thanks, guys, for coming in. Pat, would you like to review a listing, please?
Yes, we have a very nice three-bedroom ranch located at 1053 Water Street in Moosic for only $85,000. This lovely home is in the Riverside School District, and it has a large three-car garage. It also has a new roof, a large driveway with plenty of off-street parking. It has economical gas heat and low taxes of only $1,300 a year. So if you're looking for a three-bedroom ranch with a large garage in the Riverside School District, give us a call about 1053 Water Street in Moosic for $85,000, and that's listed by Jason Thomas of our office.
We have time for one more. Give me another one, please.
I got a beauty for you. This All is right. beautiful. We have an absolutely fabulous three-bedroom, two-bath raised ranch located at 103 Lewis Lane in Greenfield Township for $237,000. This home sits on 2 acres of land, and it is a quality-built home in great condition. The house has new central air conditioning, a new kitchen with granite countertops, all new windows and doors, along with a great steam shower. The outside of the house is just as nice, with an in-ground pool. It also has a covered porch, hardwood floors, and an on-demand hot water heater. So if you're looking for an almost new three-bedroom raised ranch, give us a call about 103 Lewis Lane in Greenfield Township for $237,000, and that's listed by Jason Thomas of our office.
I almost looked at that because of the shower. I liked the shower
so
much.
Oh, you got to see it. It's,
but not enough acreage, because my next property is going to be isolated.
Yes, you don't like neighbors, I've heard.
Okay. Remember to tune in next Saturday at 11 a.m. or Sunday at 11:30 a.m. to listen to more of the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Gritty Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
Hi, this is Jackie Ruddy from Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Is real estate on your mind? It's on ours 24/7. Whether you're buying, selling, investing, or in need of an appraisal, you have questions, we have answers.
Thinking of buying or selling a house and have questions? Tune in to the Real Estate Roundtable, hosted by locally owned and operated Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate, on Saturday mornings at 11 and Sunday mornings at 11:30.